Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
The end of an era in Saskatoon. Yesterday on Twitter, Jerry's announced that they are closing both Saskatoon locations.
I will remember you.
When you think of Jerry's, a few things come to mind. First of all, that giant Hummer that was always driving around the streets of Saskatoon back in the day. You think of ice cream cake. Very good chance you've had at least one slice of Jerry's ice cream cake at a birthday party. You also think of giant piles of fries because they always gave you way too many fries. It was an institution here in Saskatoon, and they're shutting their doors. Kind of sad. People are trying to figure out why it shut down. That's what happens. Whenever restaurants or businesses close down, people always have to figure out why it happened. I know why it happened. It's because people would always go to Jerry's and get a water. They would give you that water cup for free, but the water cups were different than the soda cups because you had to pay for the soda. But the thing is, they did not police the water cup soda cup system. So people would always get the water cups, go sit down for 5 minutes, and then sneakily go to the fountain pop station and fill their water cup up with Pepsi. That's what they would do. Everyone did it. Don't lie. I did it a few times. Whew. Felt good to get that one off my chest. I had one of those, you know you're from Saskatchewan when, kind of moments yesterday. You know you're from Saskatchewan when getting ready to take the dog for a walk takes longer than the actual dog walk itself. Dog owners can relate to this. Yesterday and for the past few days, it's been a bit brisk. But some dogs out there, you know, they don't mind the cold. They still like going for walks. So as a dog owner, you got to bundle up for that. You don't want to go out there in just a normal jacket and jeans. No, you're going to prepare to be outside for like 45 minutes and running around with the wind. It can get a bit chilly. So you go to put on your pajamas underneath your jeans, which, by the way, great life hack because it's comfy like pajamas, but it looks like you're wearing jeans. Best of both worlds. You put on a long sleeve shirt followed by a bunny hug followed by a winter jacket. You put the hood up on your bunny hug. You put the toque over the bunny hug. Then you realize that you forgot your headphones, so you have to take off all that stuff, put your headphones in, put all that stuff over top the headphones so the cord doesn't dangle around outside your jacket. Then you gotta put on the jacket. You gotta put the mitts inside the sleeves of the jacket so your arms don't get exposed. Then you gotta put on your boots, lace them up. It's like a 15-minute process. Getting ready to take your dog for a walk. And then what happens? You start walking with your dog, 5 minutes goes by, and your dog is like, it is way too cold for me. I'm just gonna sit here and refuse to walk until we go back home. 15 minutes getting ready for the dog walk, 6 minutes of actual walking. Classic Saskatoon right there. Teenagers are best known for doing stupid things. We were all teenagers once, and we all did stupid things. That's part of being a teenager. The thing is, you learn from those stupid things, and it helps you become a responsible adult. The circle of life. There's a group of teenagers in Regina, though, that's taking this whole dumb teenager stuff to a whole other level. Apparently, this group of teenagers is going around their neighborhood and flinging cheese slices at cars. Now, we're not talking real cheese. We're talking the processed cheese that sticks to everything, which makes it like 10 times worse. Because those cheese slices, they're going to stick to a car, and then they're going to freeze to that car. Worst way to wake up in the morning. You're sipping your coffee, you look out the window. Oh, there are 19 cheese slices on my car. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. I'd love to see this happen to the person who's too lazy to scrape their windshield. We all know that one person who, instead of scraping their windshield, they just use the washer fluid for like 48 seconds and put the wipers on full blast until it all clears off. Imagine if this happened to them. There's like 9 cheese slices on their windshield. They're just like, well, I could go scrape it off, but I'm just going to use the old washer fluid. It just goes back and forth. Cheese is spreading everywhere. Like, I'm really mad at this. I'm not mad because they're flinging cheese slices and ruining people's day. I'm mad for all the potential grilled cheese sandwiches that could have happened with these cheese slices. Apparently, they're chucking hundreds of cheese slices at cars. That means 100 grilled cheese sandwiches never made. Let's have a moment of silence for those grilled cheese sandwiches, shall we? Thank you. My wife and I were planning a little trip. And by little trip, I mean Ireland or Iceland. Just a little trip. We can't decide between Ireland or Iceland. Both have great flight deals right now. Both are just fantastic countries. My wife, though, dropped this line. Well, I've already been to Iceland. She had a layover in Iceland for like 3 hours at the Reykjavik airport, and she claims that she's already been to Iceland. That doesn't count. A layover at an airport does not count as actually going to that place. You've probably met a few of these people in your lifetime. Oh yeah, I've been to Houston, beautiful city. Spent 2 hours there in the airport. Like, what? No! That doesn't count. There are two types of people, by the way. The I've been there, but only at the airport kind of people. There are the people who know it's a joke. It's like a airport dad joke, if you will. They're like, oh yeah, Vancouver, great town. Love the airport. Uh-huh. And they use it as a dad joke. But there are some people who are dead serious about it. They're like, oh yeah, for sure. I've been to England. When really they were just there for 6 hours for a layover. That does not count as actually going to a city. Some people brag about it. Oh yeah, I've been so many places. When really they've been to 3 places and 38 airports. Dogs' paws apparently smell like popcorn. Had no idea. I've been a dog owner for like 3 months now. Haven't really smelt my dog's paws. Hasn't really come up. Because I didn't want to. I mean, who wants to smell their dog's paws? I see where my dog goes. That's the last thing I want to do. But your dog's paws apparently smell like popcorn. In some cases, they might smell like Doritos. Weird, right? No idea why, but that's what your dog's paws smell like. If you have a dog, go home and smell your dog's paws. That's a weird thing to say. Go home and smell your dog's paws. Yeah, have a good evening doing that. Just make sure you do it when no one else is home. Because how embarrassing would it be if you're sitting there and you're smelling Rufus's paw and you're like, wow, it actually does smell like popcorn. And then someone walks in on you. How do you explain that? Hey, Daryl, why were you sniffing your dog's paws? Oh, because I read somewhere on the internet that it smells like popcorn. Not a great excuse right there. Roll Up the Rim to Win. It is coming back, but it is going to be way different. It's going to be done a lot on the app. I think there are going to be some classic traditional Roll Up the Rim to Win cups that you can actually physically roll up, but for the most part, it's going to be done on the app. So you like virtually roll up the rim on the app. It tells you if you won something, if you didn't win something. And the best part about this Roll Up the Rim is that instead of just getting that please play again, and after the 25th time of reading that please play again, you get really annoyed at it. Instead of that, they're going to be putting all the people who didn't win in a draw for like $100,000. They're going to be doing that every single week. So that's nice. Even if you don't win, you still technically kind of win. Now, the thing is, with Tim Horton's reputation in Canada now, you can't bring up new changes at Tim Hortons without people saying something about them, you know? We've all been in that situation. You're talking about the new Roll Up the Rim. So, did you see what's happening at Tim Hortons? You know their donuts aren't fresh, right? They're frozen. Okay, that has nothing to do with the topic, but sure, moving on.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.